Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday, the 16th day of June, 2006 edition. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have some of the, the director and one of the producers of Loose Change, second edition, joining us coming up in the next hour for an update on what they're working on. And, of course, we'll be discussing their appearance and the new screening of the new production they've made. That has not been seen yet at my huge 9/11 event that you're all invited to coming up next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend in downtown Los Angeles. Also, Dr. John Breeding will be joining us to give us his take on reports out of New York and Massachusetts where they are shocking school students for even, quote, nagging teachers. They have them wear these stun belts and how that ties into electroshock therapy and the tasering and, well, the government's compulsion and obsession with electrocuting the American people. So that's coming up as well. I'm also working on getting the pastor on. We used an alias when he joined us from Ohio a few weeks ago to break the big news story almost a month ago now of how FEMA is covertly in 13,000-plus counties conditioning and training and swearing in pastors for martial law, for gun confiscation, for forced relocation, for quarantines. We're working on very soon, either today or Monday, getting him on. He's now been caught by them for going public, and he'll be speaking out and giving his full name and giving you even more details when he does join us. I know my producer is working extremely hard on getting that done. In the meantime, United Nations Army proposed. We mentioned this yesterday. We'll be getting into more of the facets and more of the details on that big debate going on in the House of Representatives right now on a resolution to set a timetable for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. We'll get into that. Supreme Court upholds no-knock police searches. They've also said that you don't own your property, and they've also said that you can't report on corruption if you're in the government. They'll probably start reporting that Adolf Hitler is good and that we must worship Nazis. I mean, or they'll probably go back to what the Supreme Court's done in the past and say black people aren't human beings. It doesn't mean we have to follow it. Democrats call Iraq war again a grotesque mistake. That big debate is going on right now. We'll be getting into that after the break. States and cities not ready for catastrophes, federal government says. Only total federal control can save us. Some good news here. Monsanto's bovine growth hormone, or RBGH, once again under fire, and people are seeking out organic milk to such a level that even Walmart and Kroger are about to basically dump the regular toxic milk and move into the bovine growth hormone free type. In fact, if you go to the grocery stores now in most cities, I've personally noticed this, there's a very small section of the genetically engineered milk, and the majority of the milk is, quote, organic. The people are demanding it, voting with their dollars. It's actually happening. This is just a small case point example, though it's huge in and of itself, but small in the big picture of victories we're having simply by voting with our dollars. Also, more on the Cheney big bid rigging and war profiteering scandal. Newly released emails suggest Army Corps lied about Cheney's role in Halliburton contract. Mega TV invades the sky. High-tech blimp gives wings to ads. We'll be getting into that. Also, Jon Stewart, big TV ad and poster promotion across the country. We'll tell you about, it criticizes even its parent company, CBS Viacom. We had fake news years before CBS hired Katie Couric. So he's being criticized, Jon Stewart and others, for that. Of course, it is fake news. And so much more on the other side of this quick break. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Have a report here in front of me out of Newsmax. United Nations Army proposed. Crisis management experts are calling for the creation of a United Nations Army, an international rapid reaction force that can be deployed within 48 hours to intervene in emergency situations around the globe. Composed of up to 15,000 military, police, and civilian staff, including medics, the proposed force would be recruited from professionals hired by the UN from many countries and based and designed by UN sites. It goes on, its actions would be authorized by the UN Security Council, according to the Toronto Star. It's not a new idea, but it has now come into its own, said Peter Langell of the University of Western Ontario, one of the major contributors to a book, A United Nations Emergency Peace Service to Prevent Genocide and Crimes Against Humanity, which will be presented at the UN today. With countries moving away from UN peacekeeping and troops overstretched in countries like Afghanistan and Iraq, the Rapid Reaction Force has new appeal. The idea of a UN emergency force was first given serious thought in 94 in the aftermath of the Rwanda genocide, which the UN helped carry out, by the way. But at the time, the U.S. was concerned that the force would become an out-of-control UN army, and developing countries felt threatened by what they feared could be an internationalist force directed by the West. But University of Notre Dame political scientist Robert Johansson, the book's chief writer, says a UN force could help prevent horrendous conflict such as the Rwanda genocide and the current crisis in Darfur. with an independent force at their disposal and no obligation to send in their own troops. The Security Council's often squabbling members would have less reason to drag out debates about when to intervene in crises, the Star reports. The new emergency force would cost $2 billion to establish, less than the wars that have plagued Africa and Asia in recent years. A UN agency would, for the first time in history, offer a rapid, comprehensive, internationally legitimate response to crises, enabling it to save hundreds of thousands of lives and billions of dollars through early and often preventive action, the book states. But experts say there are serious obstacles to overcoming before the rapid reaction force could be created. The concept is sound, but it would depend on who was willing to join up and ante up, says Canadian Colonel Pat Stogan, Vice President of the Pearson Peacekeeping Center. Let's stop right there. UN troops going into countries is nothing new. They've been all over the world for 50-plus years. They've many times, especially in Africa and Asia, overseen mass genocide. I had the London Guardian from the mid-1990s reporting on what happened in Burma, where, quote, UN troops went in and oversaw the displacement of over 30,000 tribesmen and the murder of over 3,000. I have National Geographic articles 5-6 years old where it shows, quote, UN peacekeepers guarding biosphere national parks in places like Malaysia and, quote, killing people that come in, shooting them, shooting anyone that comes into the internationally controlled sanctuaries. It's just the new version of the King's Land. Go on it and, you know, at your peril. And, of course, we have General UN General McKenzie years ago saying after 9-11, just days after, oh, if we need to have UN troops in a U.S. continental security perimeter around Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. and patrolling America. And we have foreign troops, Dutch aircraft, Dutch troops, British troops, Mexican troops. The precedent's now set inside the U.S. during emergencies. Forest fire fighting out west a few years ago, what, in 2000? And then we have them with the Katrina disaster. We have these precedents being set. And we've already had the UN go in. We've already had the NATO go in as a peacekeeping, quote, force of the United Nations. We've already had United Nations controlled attacks on Serbia, United Nations controlled, quote, invasions for, quote, peacekeeping in places like Macedonia. This has been happening all over the world. The UN back in the 60s and 50s was overseeing murder in areas of Africa. There's even, you know, Hollywood productions about the historic things that the UN's been involved in. The United Nations in 94 in Rwanda would actually take the Tutsis and put them into camps at night, aim their machine guns at them from the roads in and out, and let the Hutus come in with machetes and kill between 800,000 and 1.5 million. We know it's over 800,000, some experts say 1.5 million killed in a 5-month period. So what's going to happen? Well, we have a UN world government already set up, UN laws, UN courts, UN armies, and this is just making it, quote, more of an official body and calling it an army. So I'd like to get your take on this today, listeners. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. NATO, of course, has been used in Serbia and the Balkans and the surrounding areas around Kosovo. It has been used right now, a NATO operation in Afghanistan, now going into its fourth year. We see many examples of United Nations operations. The UN-controlled no-fly zone over two-thirds of Iraq. Now, the United Nations goes into countries and says, you will accept all of our resolutions, or America, who plays the part of the bad cop, will bombard you from the air and perhaps even physically invade you with ground troops. Meanwhile, House GOP nears vote on Iraq withdrawal. This is out of the Associated Press. Washington, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi decried the Bush administration's strategic blunders in Iraq today as the House headed towards a GOP-engineered vote on a resolution that forces lawmakers to take a position on withdrawing American forces. Stay the course? I don't think so, Mr. President. It's time to face the facts, Pelosi, a Democrat from California, said, adding that she will vote against a Republican resolution that she called an affirmation of the president's failed policy in Iraq. It says that the House Speaker countered, quote, when our freedom is challenged, Americans do not run. When our freedom is challenged. They told the troops that they would be home in 3 months. Then they said they'd be home for Christmas. Then they said they'd be home for a year. They've had the stopgap measures, the automatic re-upping, where they have forced now many of the troops to be there for their fourth tour. Their fourth tour. Now, people have been starting their fourth tour. Their fourth tour in country, 11 months in, 1 month off. And in some cases, they're not even allowed to have a full month. They get 2 weeks. They fly back, spend a week and a half with their family, and fly back. We have lost over 10,000 troops. That's the official numbers. They don't count it as a casualty, fatality, if they die out of country. That means even on a plane to Ramstein or other medical military bases in Germany, England, Scotland, the U.S., and other areas of the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia. Of course, they claimed that a few days ago they passed the 2,500 mark. It's much higher than that. It's now over 10,000 troops that have died, and tens and tens and tens of thousands of others, double, triple, and quad amputees. They have to pay $4.30-something cents a day for their own food in the hospitals. They, in many cases, this has been in the Associated Press, have to pay for their flights home. They are discharged at Ramstein. They are made to pay for their own flights home. That's how you support the troops. They are given faulty Level 2 body armor. Even if it was real Level 2, it's not going to stop a bullet from upwards of 100 yards. It's not going to stop shrapnel. Level 2 is a joke. They shouldn't even sell it. Only Level 3 will give you proper protection, and they're not even given that. Oh, it's incredible. And then families try to ship in hundreds of thousands of pieces of their own body armor they paid for. The lobbyist for the body armor company that's been caught in all this fraud went in and said, oh, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. So the Army is now fining and feeing and even court-martialing individuals that accept body armor shipped in by their families, like Dragon body armor and other premium types of body armor. This is classic. This is so sick. And the Democrats are just calling it a failed policy. What about a failed war? What about a lie from the start? The Pentagon's own policies, the Pentagon's own war strategy, stretching back to 1982, 1983, the Israeli plan called for Balkanization, the breakup of the Middle East between warring tribes to be managed. The design, do the contractors make more money if they're there a decade or if they're there a year? Do they get more control? Are they able to build permanent bases and stay there if they foment sectarian and religious warfare and killing? You know the answer. The globalists are executing the Iraq operation exactly as planned. It is a great success. Not a success for you and I, not a success for our troops, not a success for the Iraqi people, a major success for the New World Order. Again, we think of the drug war as a failure. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine in our streets than we had 12 years ago. More people in prison than we ever had. And the average person thinks, my goodness, it's an incredible failure. No, it's a wonderful success. You think plunging test scores every year and more funding for education, the public training camps, you think it's a failure. No, that's what they're paying for. It's a wonderful, wonderful success. From the smartest, most informed, most educated people in the world 55 years ago to the stupidest. We're not just behind the 15 industrialized nations. Last time I checked, we were over 30 places behind third world nations. We are a joke. It is all by design. And so now they're having this big kangaroo debate to create a false view that the American people and our representatives, our servants, support this war, and that's what's going on right now. Democrats call Iraq war a grotesque mistake. Well, then why is Hillary and Chucky Schumer and the rest of the leadership for it? The people in the Democratic leadership that in many cases are more hawkish than the neocons. Oh, my gosh, like Lieberman, Democrats call war a grotesque mistake in the House. Congress launches into new impassioned debate on Iraq war. Coming up, Supreme Court upholds no-knock police searches. State cities not ready for catastrophes. Don't worry, federal martial law can save you. And a lot more on the other side of this break. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
And then I'll get into, FEMA. And how they're saying we need total martial law in America, or the equivalent of that. They've got to have total power. The locals just can't handle crises. Only the feds can. Jason in New York, you're on the air. Welcome. Yes,
hello?
Sir. Yes.
Yes. Are you the coordinator of InfoWars?
Yes.
I would like to know, do you have a safe place that you pick up your mail?
I don't know what a safe place means.
Okay, all right. Now, I mean, you pick up your own mail, right?
Yes, I do.
That's basically what I wanted to know. Where would I, you know, if something were to be mailed, where would I send that to?
You would send that to 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
All right, wait a second.
And that address, sir, is on the contact page of Infowars.com.
All right. It's the same one on the contact page, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, you're doing a fabulous job. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate your call, sir. Glad I can answer your question. Let me just mention something. We have a source inside Hillary Clinton's office confirming that Saturday she was at the Bilderberg Group meeting in Ottawa, just about an hour and 15-minute flight from New York City. And we confirm from multiple sources inside the hotel that Hillary Clinton indeed was there. And then we called Hillary Clinton's office this morning. Ought to just have Kevin Smith here in office who talked to him. And at first it was, oh, no, she was at the something fest in New York on Sunday. And Kevin went, no, I'm talking about Saturday. And they go, we don't know where she was. And then they called back here going, where'd you get an email? Who told you she was there? Give us that email. I tell you, it's creepy even calling that witch's office. I'm sorry, that good conservative that Rupert Murdoch meets with every week that he has campaign fundraisers for. She's so conservative. She's for attacking Iran. She's for the war. She's good. Jeff in Chicago. You're on the air, Jeff.
Yeah, Alex. I just wanted to, you know, make a couple of comments. You know, President Bush is still up in the White House with the CIA, FBI, NSA, using all their gadgets, still a huffing and a puffing and a smoking, saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. But in any event, Alex, I think to keep the public from ever being able to get a firm handle on what's really going on, the White House, the mainstream media, concludes to manipulate headlines, story slant, and even story content.
Well, let me just add, they have announced all this NSA stuff. It's been in the news for years. They decided to promote it to scare everybody. They know everybody's talking. They know we're waking up. This is an attempt at intimidation. It's not working.
Yeah, and, you know, it basically ranges from blatant omissions to just outright lies. And the tactics that are being used by the White House and, you know, the mainstream media are classic CIA. And the American public is so misinformed with all the propaganda. It just amazes me that they're still getting away with it. But if I could, I'd like to share a website at freewebs.com/reportcrimes. Just remember, FREEWEBS, freewebs.com, put a forward slash, and then type in report crimes. If everybody could take a look at that website. Alex, you are doing such a great job. I wish, you know, you could be on the air much more often. And, of course, I think everybody knows that people like yourself, myself, who are activists, people like Mike Malloy and several other activists, Jack Blood, you know, we're all targets of the government. And the FBI has files on all of us, not just us. There's millions of other people, you know, like Jeff Rantz and several other
people.
Well,
so what? We've got public files on them. I appreciate the call. Of course the bad guys are going to do that. But they can't get everybody. There's tens of millions of us that have woken up that have gotten involved. But sir, you say the people are dumb, the people don't know what's going on. Most Americans, the vast majority, know we're being lied to, know that we're going into tyranny. The polls show it. Bush has, a 30% approval rating right now? So their agenda is they control the courts, they control the executive, the judicial, the legislative. So that's why they're, quote, getting away with it. They're not getting away with it in history. They're not getting away with it on the record. They're being thoroughly discredited. The system is being thoroughly discredited. They're getting away with what they're doing, but only for a season. We're going to come back and go to more of your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. It'd be nice if callers, every once in a while, you'd comment on some stuff I've raised. I mean, we don't screen calls. You're welcome to call in about whatever you want, but they're announcing an official U.N. Army and calling it that, not just peacekeepers. We have this resolution in the House trying to reaffirm this fraudulent four-plus-year war because that's how long they've been in Afghanistan and over 3 years in Iraq. you know, let's talk a little bit about that. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Let's go right back to your calls. Robert in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Great pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I listened to all your shows. My best friend Drew has gotten me into your videos. I've got The Order of Death and Bohemian Grove, and I've got 9/11, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. And I love both of them. And I wish I could attend the conference, but I have to work, unfortunately, and I don't have the money to, you know, pay a hotel or pay a plane fare, but if I could, I certainly would. And I did listen to Dr. Bowman on your show, I think it was last week sometime, and it was very, very good. And I also listened to Dr. Jones, a physicist, and that was very good. And I was thinking about what you were talking about today with the UN and the Army. It's just another facade like the New World Order they want to take over.
Well, for those that just joined us, it is official. It is in major U.S. newspapers and Canadian papers that we are going into the American Union without a law even being passed. They are merging our governments right now.
It's pretty bad. I am thankful that you come on because I get to listen to the news and get an update on everything. And your program is really good.
Well, thank you, sir. Anything else?
Just keep on doing the work, and if there were about a million more of you, we probably wouldn't have these problems.
Well, I appreciate that, but thanks for the call. Look, guys, everybody keeps saying, Alex, thank you, Alex, thank you, Alex, thank you. Listen, I'm just doing my job here. I'm covering the news. I'm making documentaries. I'm doing radio interviews. I'm engaging in research. I'm bringing you all these different guests with different views and different expertise and different knowledge. You are, many of you, smarter and more informed than I am. It doesn't matter if you aren't as smart or as informed as I am. You can get out there. You have my videos. Make copies of them. Give them to people. Again, everybody expects that we all have to do superhuman deeds, that we all have to move mountains ourselves. No. Many hands make light work. It's all of us informing neighbors, talking to friends, talking to family, running for local political office, picking an issue, the Second Amendment, property rights, the border issue, picking an issue that the globalists are trying to push through. The globalists are trying to set up an American union. It's totally unpopular, criminal, un-American. Inform people. Get involved. We can stop it. Bush has doubled the size of the BATF. He's going after the Second Amendment. Expose it. Get the article we wrote about Bob Barr, the audio file we posted of Bob Barr, you know, former congressman, very conservative, NRA board member, telling you Bush is anti-gun, more than Bill Clinton, using regulations to go after the Second Amendment instead of laws. It's the same thing. They're using regulations to get rid of the borders. They're using agency power at every level to do this. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next? Denise in California, you're on the air.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, listen, first of all, I'm not going to say thank you, but everyone obviously really appreciates all that you do, Alex, because really there's so few of you. I mean, how many people are there? And I know...
Well, maybe there's few people on the radio every day, but there's probably 100,000 people that are as informed as I am now in Austin.
That voice that you... That, you know, that topic, these subjects, this whole subject matter that you bring forth every day is just so neglected. I mean, it's just... We have no place to go. We see this impending car crash in our future as the whole country seems to be falling, you know, down around us, and there's just so little that we can do. It's just so frustrating. But anyway,
ma'am, let me just again. Almost every caller is repeating this mantra.
I'm sorry.
No,
I feel bad for saying it now. But
no, it's okay. Can I just comment on what you said?
Of course.
I understand that it looks bleak if you're watching Fox News and CNN because they're not going to respond to what we're doing generally. So we think we're alone. That's an illusion. There's a lot you can do. There's a lot of things you can do. Okay, message boards, letters to the editor. When your rights are violated, filing suit. Even if you don't win, it doesn't matter. It clogs up their system. Informing people. It's a person-to-person thing. Okay?
Listen, ma'am, let me
just give people good news, okay? I mean, really, there's a lot of good news. Half of the American people now believe the U.S. government was involved in 9/11, major scientific polls. Okay? Almost 70%, 68% believe the government is covering up. Okay? So, that's good news. The vast majority of Americans are against the war. The vast majority of Americans are against transponders in our cars to turn the roads into toll roads. The vast majority of Americans, 90%, are against the open borders and amnesty. So, again, we've done our job. The people actually are awake. Now, if each and every one of you will stop looking at how big the problem is and just repeating, my gosh, it's a big problem, and just start engaging it at point-blank range, we can take this sucker down.
You know, through you and the voice that you have, we organized some kind of a movement where we all kind of, I don't know, I hate to say march, but just something where we can all show the... You know, kind of demonstrate the numbers that we have. Because it just, I mention these topics to people, and I try to take that crusade to the streets every day, and I'm in a very public forum in the business that I'm in. And I mention these things to people, and 90% of them look at me like I'm kind of off my head. I've been talking to people this week about the NAFTA highway. And people say that they've heard nothing about it. They believe this Fox News mantra that you mentioned. And so as a result, it's just hard for us with our facts, they believe the news. They believe the media. They're conditioned to believe that.
Okay. What you do is you print off human events, and instead of just telling your friends about it, you tell them and then hand them a news article about it with a picture of the map for the NAFTA-U.S. system right in front of them. You see, that's why we say get the videos and make copies of them.
I have all your videos.
Well, no, I understand that, but I'm just talking about what we found to be effective as an activist tool.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Denise. Good to hear from you. Listen, I understand your frustration. I do, but there's also certain regions of the country where people aren't awake. But, I mean, I was in Los Angeles about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, for several days, and I went to the shopping mall. I went with a friend to see V for Vendetta. And I'm sitting there in the movie theater, and people are coming up to us while we're in the movie theater saying, hey, thanks, guys, for going public. Thanks for what you're doing. We walk outside the movie theater. Multiple groups are coming up. We go to the grocery store to buy some chips and stuff for a meeting we were about to have with some people, and masses of people are coming up, and they weren't just coming up saying hi to, you know, people that they know, celebrities, but they were coming up saying, hey, good job on 9/11. Yeah, we agree with you. So it may be in your circle, your friends. They say a prophet is never known in his own country. Okay, so your neighbors, your family, people at your work, they think when you inform them about politics that you're trying to act uppity, that, I mean, we got one that can read, you know, that you're trying to show off, that you're trying to tell them they don't know something. Again, the 60% of people or so that don't know their head from a hole in the ground, they don't matter. They've never mattered in history. It was 5%, 3% that started the war, 5% that won the war against the Redcoats, 1776, okay, over the next 7 years. Next 8 years. Again, instead of, and I understand this, but instead of just the mantra of it's hard, it's big, no, you know, believe me, just take action, the rest will follow. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks. Welcome from Skull and Bones Country.
Yes.
I enjoyed your bullhorning of the Bilderbergs. That was great. I plugged about potentially 40,000 people into some of your videos. My local paper did this puff piece on this guy who was involved with the Connecticut government, state government, back in 1990. They applauded him for basically helping institute a state income tax. The guy's name is William Sebus, and he was budget director for Lowell Weicker. And they instituted this income tax against the will of the people, and I figured, geez, what better way to get the news out about the comprehensive annual financial reports? So I basically scathed this guy and said, shame on you for giving this guy a puff piece. You should be lampooning him. And I put the people in the way of a website that's got downloadable videos of yours, including, you know, Masters of Terror and comprehensive annual financial reports. So yes, people, write letters to the editor. Go on these websites where they talk about the left-right Japanese kabuki theater and put the people in the right paradigm. Tell them that the left-right paradigm is nothing but a show. You know, point them out to links such as the research of Stephen Jones and the admission of...
That's right. We don't have time to talk about how big the problem is or to talk about how hard it is to wake people up. We only have time to try to reach those that can be reached.
There's too much at stake, Alex. We've got to put our shoulders to the wheel, and everybody's got to get involved. And it's like you said, many hands make light work. Anyway, it was great to talk to you, Alex. You have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Keep it up. So many times you can get letters to the editor. Some deputy editor isn't really paying attention. They go ahead and post it. You get websites in there, and then thousands of people will go visit those sites, and their lives will be changed. You know, there's smart ways to do this. It's great to give your neighbors and people down the street copies of my videos. That's very effective. But I found it's even better to just give them to strangers. Just put them on windshields of cars. Put them on people's doorsteps. Go down and get an Access TV show. It's normally pretty easy. Then tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands can then see it. I mean, there's so many effective things you can do. Listen, here's an example. Al Gore has recruited 1,000 professionals and young people and college students to go out and push the myth of global warming. And then, of course, the answer is a global tax on fossil fuels, starting on the industrialized world, excluding 167 third world nations. If you think our economy's wrecked now, this really will. And because they know the power of grassroots, the corporations spend billions of dollars in the U.S. every year you know, what they call fake, basically rent-a-mobs or engineered grassroots movements, because they know that's where the power is. They're busy doing that all over the country. Well, there's millions of listeners to this show every week. You guys go out and recruit others. You go recruit 10 people. I don't care if it takes 6 months. You go inform 10 people. You teach them how to inform. You get them the basic facts. Or you find 10 people in your area that are already informed. You guys and gals go out and inform others. That is unstoppable. Listen, I've had victory after victory after victory against state legislation. We've had victory against federal legislation. We have had victory at the local level. We have sued the government. We've gotten people to go who've gone to jail. I mean, I've been sitting there exposing city employees who I know are stealing money, and I go on there, and I say, I know there's theft going on. And they get hopping mad about it. But 6 months later, after fighting them and exposing them and spending over $10,000 investigating them, because I knew it was important, one of them went to prison. And we're trying to get the others to go to prison. Listen, we send people to prison, folks. We're trying to send these globalists to prison. We know who the crooks are, and we're going to send you to prison. I know we can win. We can take this country back. We got to get past this self-defeating, you know, prophecy that this self-fulfilling prophecy that people put out that, you know, we can't do anything and we can't fight evil. That's a bunch of lies. But frankly, it wouldn't matter to me if we couldn't win. It's still better to fight this thing. It's still going to lessen the blow of the New World Order if we're involved. And I hate to have to sit up here and be a cheerleader, but I believe the cheers I'm putting out here. Now, as for the left-right paradigm, it's really simple. The Republican and Democratic leadership, to a great extent from 1913 on, but it really got bad after 63, got even worse after Nixon, and now even worse under Clinton and then Bush. We are at all-time lows of corruption. That is, we're at an all-time low for this country being riddled with corruption, riddled with evil, riddled with just wanton, out-of-control looting of the economy, stealing at every level, just manifest government frauds and government hoaxes on the public. Lie on top of fraud, on top of scam, on top of profiteering, on top of you name it. But to put in a nutshell what the false left-right paradigm is, it's really simple. It's very simple. They create this huge false debate, this huge carnival show, where you have the left and right, who are just two different management teams owned by the same global government, the same global cartels, who do fight with each other and joust at a certain level for the pole position, but they're still the same mafia. It's like the mafia. You know, let's take a New York crime family in the 50s. You might have ups and downs. You might have different families fighting with each other, but they still agree on keeping the public in the dark, not exposing each other, running their scams. And so the media has this big false debate about all this mindless trivia, and They'll burn a few low-level politicians who are involved in minor scams, 100,000 here, a million there, ignoring the true corruption. And so people get so sucked in by this whole false reality. It's all a smokescreen, a diversion, a distraction. Let's go ahead and talk to Cliff in Idaho. Cliff, you're on the air.
How you doing there, Alex? You're
good.
Doing a good job. I called in there yesterday and was talking about the SPP. Well, the website is www.spp.gov. You can find it going through .com. But I talked to a radio show host here this morning, and
you know, let's just stop right there, because I know it's kind of like we're having a private conversation here, but we're really not. A lot of people aren't going to know what the SPP is, and that is the public, now public, Pan-American Union merger body in our government. Go ahead.
In the United States, but I talked to this radio show host this morning, and that, and there is another division of that SPP, which I'm hunting for right now. But he said, you know, we got to talking, and I told him about the National Police Force and all that stuff, and he said, well, nothing can be done without going through government. I said, they're already doing it. And then I also told him, you know, about the security part and stuff, and he said, and the sovereignty, and he said, well, well, it's just semi-solventry, and I kind of blew up, and I said, that's kind of like running head-on into a semi-truck with a Volkswagen. I mean, and that's what they're telling the people here in Idaho.
And let me guess, I bet it's a so-called conservative host, and it's all over Human Events, it's all over CNN, it's all over mainstream publications now, and it should be top story everywhere. But the point is, you can go to mainstream articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that have hyperlinks to all the mainstream government documents, government websites. It's openly happening, and you've got talk show hosts that are still in denial.
That's right. The lady who was talking earlier there was saying it was so hard to get people to do things. You start out with something simple. I had a guy that he didn't believe the government was bad and all this kind of stuff, and he said my head was being brainwashed by listening to these programs and doing research. So I slipped the one about Ben Livingston and the hurricane, able to stop hurricanes in on him, you know, and then I put it on the computer for him. And he's coming around now. He's wanting to know everything else, so... It's hard to start with, but if you start out with something easy and then just gradually go on, you can convince these people or they'll convince themselves.
Good job, Cliff. Yeah, the official U.S. government documents, mainstream news, they could control hurricanes in the mid-1960s, Stanford Research Institute, but they don't. It's totally admitted. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Big 9/11 Conference with Ray McGovern, Dr. Bob Bowman, Dr. Stephen Jones, William Rodriguez, myself, surprise guest, downtown L.A. next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from, really starts at about 10 in the morning, runs till about 10 at night, 9:30 at night. Both days, it's going to be amazing. You don't want to miss it. The tickets are all almost gone. Still a few available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We also have some of the best 9/11 videos and books, bar none. Webster Tarpley's 9/11 Synthetic Terror is available. Loose Change Second Edition, have the high-quality DVD. It's available. My 9/11 films, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Masters of Terror, My 9/11 book, Descent into Tyranny. It's all available. Huge discounts at InfoWars.com. In some cases, as low as $5.95 per film. T-shirts as low as $9.95 a piece. Pro-gun, what Limbaugh would call liberal shirts. They're really the liberals, if you want to use their stupid terms, folks. You need to get these videos. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, secure, safe, online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139 to secure your copies today. Or just write to me, I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films online. Terror Storm will be up there weeks before. It'll be up there at the end of next week. It'll be up there weeks before it is available on DVD. Terror Storm. It's the best film ever made. This thing it'll blow you away. Wait till you see it. We've got interviews we did in Chicago with Morgan Reynolds, Stephen Jones, and others that are going up or have already gone up. Corey Rao about one of the incredible firefights and some of the things they were involved in Iraq. One of the Loose Change guys is a big-time vet from Iraq and Afghanistan. He's going to be on with us talking about that a little bit coming up in a few minutes with Dylan Avery. That's going up there. They're editing that right now. Because we got back from Chicago, never had a chance to put it up. We're just now doing it. All my special TV report I do here locally, it's available at InfoWars.com right now. There is so much there when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. $5.95 a month, the cost of 3 cups of coffee, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv, up over 2 years now, over 1,000 pieces of media. Become a member today, PrisonPlanet.tv. Plus, it's an incredible, incredible activist tool. You can download and burn copies of all my films, my book, put copies of it on disc, Paul Watson's book. It's such an insane deal. My TV shows, everything. You can sit there and burn copies all day and all night and give them to people. Become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Let's jam a call in before this hour ends. Let's talk to Todd, calling us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, good.
Before I get to my question, I wanted to make 2 comments. First comment, you may remember me calling from a few weeks ago when I stated that I disagreed with you using the Second Amendment as a tool to protect the rights of gun owners. Rather, I stated that in my humble opinion, using the Ninth and Tenth Amendment would be a stronger argument. As a response, you suggested that I examine the Federalist Papers. The reason I'm commenting on that is, while I may not be the smartest person out there, I'm far from being a dummy. If I can be misinformed, so can others. In all of my schooling, the Second Amendment has almost always been taught in such a way to suggest that the amendment is outdated, we live in a different world, the right to have a militia has nothing to do with individual gun ownership, etc., etc. Once again, Alex is right. Read the Federalist Papers. Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and others comment at great length exactly what they meant by the Second Amendment. Don't take my word nor Alex's for it. Read the papers yourself. They're in any library. They're all over the Internet. Simple Googling, Federalist Papers, Second Amendment.
And by the way, the Federalist Papers were kind of the gun grabbers compared to the Anti-Federalist Papers.
Interesting.
Oh, it's amazing. You can hold over till our guests. You can hold over till we take calls with guests, or I can let you go right now. You make the decision. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.